This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tavares, Nylander, stick handle away from Tkachuk. Good gap by Ekblad. Bennett with Verhaeghe. Bennett drags it, moves it, he scores! What a goal! Sam Bennett brings the house down. 2-0, Florida.
Uh-oh, Leafs.
Yeah, they were bad last night.
Yes.
Their goalie was the only reason they were even in that game.
And then at the end of the game, Max Domi took a run at Barkov on a dirty hit. You want a let's get stupid right out of the gate?
Sure.
Let's get stupid.
How about that hit is let's get stupid?
Yes. Charge a major and start next game down a man for 5 minutes. Let's get stupid.
Oh.
You can't take runs at guys at the end of the game with no fear of having it matter. Oh, you got a match penalty with 2 seconds left? Congratulations.
Right.
No, you start next game. Down a man.
Even a suspension, if he were to be suspended, I don't know how confident I am that that's going to happen. It should.
Would this just be
that
the playoffs?
What a trade-off that would be, because
It'd be tough to do, like, the next time you play the Senators
in the regular
season.
Yeah.
I'm not against it. It would be fun. You know, hey, Sabres and Bruins tonight, 7:30. The Sabres start on a 5-minute power play.
That does more to dissuade the hit even than the suspension would, because he would take a game suspension if it meant Barkov got hurt for that series. But if you take a 5-minute penalty and your team is shorthanded for 5 minutes to start the next game, aren't you way less likely to make throw the hit?
Yeah, the whole
if you're a crazy person like Max Domi.
Right. The idea behind penalties is we want you to not do this thing.
Right.
That's it. Don't do that. And when you do that, here's a penalty. In this case, what's the penalty? There's not going to be a penalty.
No.
It's a really dirty hit.
He's the right distance away from the boards, to make it, like, insanely dangerous.
Not a hockey play, not enough time left for it to matter. It's a free shot. And we see it happen all the time, especially in playoff series, where, you want to settle a score with a guy and the game's out of reach? Here you go. Last 30 seconds, get after it.
Yeah.
Two-hand him in the leg, whatever you want. Because whatever it is, you're not likely to get suspended for a playoff game because they have a different standard for suspension for a game. So let's get stupid. 5-minute major, start next game.
I love it. I love it. I'd be in. Just.
Like,
yeah, because this stuff happens all the time.
Right. And not to.
This one's pretty bad, though. Like, among the late game scrums, like, a scrum at the end of the game is fine.
Yeah.
But this was a. This isn't even like a scrum. This is, in the play of the game, I would say this should be suspended. You are hitting a dude in the numbers from behind at full speed without any intent to slow down on it.
Right. And the game's over.
Like, I don't even care. Right.
You know it's a free shot.
That hit in any moment of the game should be illegal.
Yep. And you know it's a free shot. Well, to borrow / steal from, we do this all the time, and I apologize for people that hate soccer, but what do you do if you get a bunch of the World Cup? You get a bunch of yellow cards. After five, whatever, it's like, you know, now you're suspended for a game.
Right.
Because the idea is players along the way were abusing, like, I get a free yellow.
Yeah.
Forever. Actually, no, you don't. Not anymore. Now we're going to make that five of those and you're out for a game or whatever it might be. You know?
Yep.
Is it five in the World Cup? Is it three?
It's five? I think it's five.
Five yellows equals you have to sit for a suspension. That resets.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Anyway. Uh-oh, Leafs.
I saw a little of this. I don't know how I feel about the... Part of me understands the, hey, Florida, like, this is what you are always asking for when you are the team that does this all the time. Like, yep. You're going to fire up some idiot on the other team that wants to take a run at your captain because this is how you do it. Kachuk, in game one, he missed. Marner saw him coming, but looked like he tried to knee him or at least tried to hit him when he wasn't looking. In the final second of game one, when they were they up by 2-3, like the game was over. So again, that doesn't absolve the action from Domi, but I do feel like you're asking for this a little bit more when Florida plays scummy like that all the time.
Yep.
They're always, even Kachuk is, you see him smiling at the end of the bench.
Yes.
After that, telling Nylander what he's going to do to him in the next game. Like, he wants you to do that. He wants you to give him a reason so that he can now go after Nylander or Marner again. So, I don't really feel bad for Florida, but it doesn't mean the hit shouldn't be suspendable. Or, in your idea, I'll take that too.
803-0550. Mark Stone, day-to-day for Vegas, questionable for Game 4. And the NHL playoffs continue. On the NHL side of things, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We are tracking the Today Show today. I've still not seen confirmation from the Today Show itself. Josh Allen will be on. There's a lot of belief that will happen. It is, of course, schedule week.
Yeah.
Jeff writes in, I watched the Today Show on Friday. They teased Josh was coming next week. They didn't specify Monday. So maybe they announced something, and then maybe Josh is in tomorrow to talk about it. Who knows? Like, he's probably got a busy schedule. Although, he'd be in town for, you know, phase two stuff, and the rookies are in town.
Assuming he's here for that, which he usually is.
Yep, usually.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll keep you posted on the Today Show and what's happening there. The latest with the Sabres, if you've been keeping up on this, is that, so David Pagnotta of thefourthperiod.com, he's reported the Sabres have reached out to a number of senior GM role type people and recognizable names.
Yeah,
he says, he reports, whether you want to believe it or not, the Sabres have reached out to Ken Holland, Lou Lamoriello, and was there one other name in here that I'm missing?
There was another name, but in a different, not like on that vibe of the
Rick Dudley,
old school GM. No, there was the Okposo part of it.
Oh, right, okay.
That they talked to or even wanted, I'll forget the exact phrasing, but something that they wanted Kyle Okposo to be a part of the front office, and he is taking a job with the NHLPA.
Okay.
Instead,
that's
a separate idea. That's Eric Staal,
right?
That's the Eric Staal part.
And with Okposo, that makes total sense. If we had not mentioned him by now, we probably should have. Does Ryan Miller want the job? Does Thomas Vanek want the job? The After the Whistle guys said give Chris Pronger all the money to come in and do it. And what David Pagnotta from the Fourth Period cites and is clear to think about in this moment for the Sabres trying to hire someone in a advisory role is you're reaching out to people that run franchises to see if they want to put their name on something that they might not be running.
Right.
And that's not likely to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I mean, does Lou Lamoriello come in and say, I'm an advisor to Kevin Adams? That doesn't strike me as something Lou Lamoriello would want to do. You want to give me complete control of your organization? We can have a conversation. And I saw Paul Bissonnette and Ryan Whitney talking about that. Bissonnette over the moon at the idea that Lou would come in and take this job and take over the Buffalo Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but as like the president or the GM or like not as a senior advisor.
Right. Make everybody shave and play the way that they play.
Right.
So Ken Holland, okay. We're
yeah, and I don't believe he's currently employed anywhere. He was with Edmonton as recently as last year, I think.
Yeah.
But he's not anywhere right now.
No, and the report on that one is that he is maybe entertaining offers. Holland's reportedly in the mix for the Kings and the Islanders GM positions.
Right.
So again, he could be a GM.
Just, yeah.
You're not going to get him to just be an advisor.
Right. You're going to have a hard time drawing, and I am not a Ken Holland guy or a Lou Lamoriello guy. Like, to me, they have made some of the worst trades in the league
in the last five years.
Oh, he's the worst. He's the king of this. The goat of bad GMs, for sure. Man, he might be the guy that they end up on. But, like, you're going to have a hard time convincing a Holland or a Lamoriello to come here, I think, dangling the GM position in front of them if your competition is the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah.
Having to fight against that role with senior advisor of the Buffalo Sabres, just good night.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they would even take the phone call. But I like that they're calling. I like that they want to bring in experienced GM like this. I just don't expect at all that they're going to land on this. The name I've thought about all weekend when, I don't know how serious this is, maybe it's not that unserious, but when I saw that Pagnotta report, like, okay, they called Lou Lamoriello, they called Ken Holland, and they got told, yeah, not interested. Senior advisor, you're looking for a guy with GM experience, and this is where you're starting. You're starting with the kingpin guys that have been running great teams for 30 years. And you're probably going to strike out on a lot of those guys. And then where are you going to end up? How did the coach process go last year? The coach process, they said Lindy was their guy, and maybe that's how it went. But is it Andy Strickland in St. Louis said that they tried to hire Craig Berube, and they couldn't because they were competing against Toronto,
yep,
which you're not going to win that battle. So they know they can't get Berube, and they're looking, and they get to Lindy. Guy they know, guy who's been here, guy who loves the organization, and he comes back. And I was thinking about that, thinking over the weekend, like, they're going to end up on Darcy, aren't they? I don't know what he's doing, but they're going to end up on Darcy Vergeer, aren't they?
What was he most recently? Wasn't he with Arizona
recently? Yeah, years ago, though. Like, I don't think it's been anything recent. I don't think he's in hockey. I don't know, at least not that I've seen. But just thinking, like, if they're looking for a guy that has GM experience, they might have to go with a guy who has connections to the organization. And Rick Dudley feels like the better idea here, and we've already talked about him, but he's currently working for the Florida Panthers. Yeah. So if he doesn't want to jump ship, listen, you don't have many. If you got to go with a guy who has a connection to the organization and you need someone who has, you want someone who has GM experience, it's a very short list. There's not many people you could call that fit that description. So, Darcy.
He's been out of the NHL since 2016.
Okay, that's longer than I thought.
Wikipedia's last entry is in February 2016, he left the Coyotes for personal reasons.
Am I crazy, though? Like,
I don't know how they thread the needle.
They're going to want to land on somebody, though, right? Because if they don't hire one, won't it look like we couldn't even get this? This, like,
yep.
I don't call it a token position because I do think it could have some influence, but everyone kind of knows you want this, and if you don't get it, it'll look like this is more a feather in the cap of you just can't get anybody to come here.
Craig and Rochester, quick before the break. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, guys, I was just calling about the Domi hit, and my take is, you know, 20 years ago when Bertuzzi took out Steve Moore, that should have been the moment of being able to really start enforcing not only penalties for or suspensions, penalties for atrocious hits, but also that had stemmed from a prior game. You don't think next game, it's, you know, you have to Chuck already talking about Nylander and stuff. This stuff bleeds over, and part of it's the league, but part of it's the players. And the players from, you know, a lot of the national reporters have said they don't want necessarily huge penalties because of the fact they like the ability to play on the line. So I think, Jeremy, your idea of, you know, doing a yellow card thing would be a step in the right direction. Just the only change is going to be retribution next game by Florida. And this stuff repeats until one of these days something really, really bad is going to happen. But the players kind of want the ability to walk the line in some of this garbage, so yeah, then people get hurt.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Yeah, this happens in the NBA too, by the way. It's happening right now. Draymond Green picked up his fifth technical in their last game, fifth technical foul. And there's a rule that in the NBA playoffs, if you get seven technical fouls, you are suspended for a game. So Steve Kerr was talking about this the other night. Like, they are, you know, with Draymond Green, you've been trying for 15 years.
There's no managing, yeah.
There's no calming him down, but they know they have to, because if he gets two more, especially it's only game three, like, if you're the Warriors, you're like, if this dude doesn't settle out, like, he'll miss a game seven.
Yeah.
I mean, and in hockey, you don't have that risk. You can pick up 4 or 5 minute penalties. Oh, you're eligible to play
right,
in that
there's
game.
No cumulative adding up, yeah. Thanks, Craig. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team. Saturday, June 28th, once you join our team, you receive an email to pick up your team shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes at Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and by helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. When we get back, a very fast instant trivia. You guys can pick the hard one or the easy one. I have two questions. Hard, easy. Give it a thought. Let me know what you want when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.